This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, the Chief Executive Officer of Kinetics USA, and I'm joined today by Salvador. Hi, Sal.
Hi, good morning from Syracuse, New York.
Welcome. Today's topic, we're going to learn how things are when you are living in the upper New York region, in central New York, which is where Sal has lived for how many years? I think many, many years, right? Sal, we're going to hear his story.
Yes, almost 40 years now here in Syracuse.
Wow, almost 40 years. So we're going to hear what it's like to live in that area of the country. So let's get started. Sal, do you want to tell us, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, my name is Salvador Bannon. I'm originally from Philippines. I'm from Tuguegarao, Cagayan. That's my province. And I grew up in Pasay City, that's adjacent to the city of Manila.
Yeah.
I had my college degree. I am a graduate of medical technologies at the Far Eastern University. And I work with the Philippine government Department of Health for almost 15 years. And then doing this research and vaccine production. And years later, I thought of migrating to U.S. And that's how I started everything myself.
Okay. Wow. So did you always have the dream of coming to the United States, Sal?
Yes. That's actually my original plan when I started college. That's why I took medical technologies, because during that time, medical technologies are very in demand in the United States. And that's the reason why I took medical technologies, and also thinking that going further to the medical profession, to be a doctor, but it didn't work that way. Anyway, it's a very successful for me.
Very.
Because I mean, instead of going,
40 years later, Sal. 40 years later, you're there. Okay, good. So we're going to learn today a little bit about the upper New York State area, and specifically Syracuse, which is where Sal lives. Sal, how long did it take you to get to the United States? What the processing time?
Well, this is how I got into this international travels. When I work in the Department of Health, they keep sending me. I have received a fellowship. Like my first abroad was in Japan when I studied, AIDS immunology at the University of Hiroshima School of Medicine. The government sent me for fellowship to, study some specializations. After that, I had another, a few years after, I had another fellowship in Holland, sponsored by the WHO, all right? So I have all access to countries. Now, after my term in the Philippines, I decided to come to the United States, which I already have the visa because of my official passport. So I started working that way. I applied for first tourist visa. Then I converted into a student so that I have access to the school to change my tourist visa into a student. And I studied. I tried my best to be a good student.
I'm sure you did.
And I studied more advanced in immunology, one of the college here in Syracuse. By then, because of my background, I think the American Red Cross invited me to work with them. And I did some training and specializations in blood bank. And then eventually, they probably, you know, like my performance, and they offered me a green card. So I said, I'm not.
You said yes.
I'm not really thinking of staying in the United States because Switzerland, I'm open with the double H. So, but when the director said, you need green card, I said, oh, yes. Okay. Because I, comparatively, I like United States better to stay with.
Okay.
Especially, you know, we are English-speaking people, and it's not hard to communicate here when you are here in the United States.
No, that is correct. So for many healthcare workers all over the world, they might have heard of New York City, but not really know very much about upstate New York or about the central New York area. Can you talk a little bit about where New York is in the United States and where Syracuse is within New York?
All right. Syracuse, well, you know, some people, when they say New York, I'm going to New York, mm-hmm. they think right away of New York City. But if Syracuse, New York, that's an upstate New York. Like, for example, Manila and Baguio compared to Manila going to Baguio City. That's how I compare it, to be more simple. Syracuse is located central New York. We are in between Albany and Canada. Yes, and Buffalo.
Okay. So it's very close to Canada. So
correct, very close. It's only 2 hours and a half driving time.
Okay. So just for everybody's benefit, if you were to travel to New York City, if you were to travel to Philadelphia, which are the closest, you know, are close cities there, how long would it take?
Philadelphia is about only 2.5 hours, same thing, to 3 hours. New York City is about 4 hours by if you drive, but if you take by bus, it takes about 5 hours. It's very, very accessible.
Okay, good.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
So why did you choose that area of New York?
Well, first of all, I think this is my destiny because this is how I started. I started my school, my work, and I decided not to get out of this place because I'm in love with the scenery. If you are a person that like, you know, countryside, mm-hmm. you will love Syracuse because especially we have three seasons here, the summer, winter, and autumn. There are a lot of activities during these three seasons. And I went through that, the sports, like in ice fishing mm-hmm. and, you know, skating and mm-hmm. summer we can go camping anywhere. It's very nice lake and parks. During autumn, you can travel all around upstate New York. You will see the beauty of trees, very, very colorful mountains, and the road are winding with these very colorful trees while you drive along.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So how do you deal with the harsh winters of upstate? Can you talk a little bit specifically about that? Because coming from the Philippines, you've never experienced winter like you do in the Northeast.
First of all, if you experience winter or all these three seasons, you feel that you are really in America. Uh-huh. Because I grew up in a tropical country, everything is hot. So anyway, they said it's hard to stay in a cold country, but actually, it is not. You got to get used to it, and you know how to adjust yourself. If it's very cold outside, just stay inside, warm up. If it's very warm outside, go.
you just adjust. You adjust.
Yes, it's easy to adjust. Yeah, because if you during winter, as I've said, there's a lot of things to do. You cannot just stay inside the house. You got to go out because you will enjoy what winter is. Snow, things like that.
Can you think back of your first winter, what that was like? Your first experience? Any memories of your first winter?
My first winter is actually in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but the most winter that I had is in Syracuse. So I came here around month of December, and it's really a blizzard. Mm-hmm. And there is some feeling of scared or something excited because of white snow that I see. And I said, I just told myself, well, if people lives here, they survive, why can't I? Mm-hmm. So I do what they do.
And what do they do?
Oh, there's a lot of things. They go with activity, sports, things like that. They join, and there are a lot of parties during snow time outside.
Parties?
Parties, yes. Like wow. Ice fishing. They do party like that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so people adapt is what you said.
Yes.
Adapt.
You can adapt. That's nothing hard.
Okay. Okay, good. Salvador, let's talk about, I just am curious also, before you came to Syracuse, New York, had you ever heard of it before?
No, I don't have any idea about the place. My first time to come when I came from Holland, and everything is new to me.
So
the people, the environment, everything is new. But it's your will how to accept it. Don't be scared because I have a dream. My dream is if I stay here in New York or anywhere in the United States, I know that I have something in the future. I know that I can advance myself. I can assure my family that they will be taken care of. That's why I stayed here in United States, specifically in Syracuse.
40 years, so he obviously likes it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more specifically about Syracuse because people maybe don't realize that Syracuse is a city. So tell us a little bit about the area and things like where's the nearest airport? What are the closest cities? What are the closest attractions? What are fun things to do in Syracuse?
All right. There are many, as I've said, Syracuse is located centrally. And there's a lot of park or beauty places nearby that you can go. Like, for example, in Niagara Falls, there's a New York side and Canada side. And going north, there's a Thousand Islands, which is also a boundary of Canada. There's a lot of activities that you can see there. And department stores here are getting bigger. The shopping centers, the population of Syracuse is increasing quick because most of the people from other states are moving in. There are some that are moving out because of the cold. They cannot take the cold, but most of the people from other states are coming to Syracuse, especially the price of commodities. The economy is very good here. It's cheaper compared to other big cities.
Okay. So that's important for people to know. A lot of people moving in and that it is definitely a much more reasonable cost of living.
Correct. Correct.
So for those people who are interested in shopping, there are some things that Syracuse are known for.
Yes, we have a very big shopping center here. We call it Destiny USA.
Okay.
And that's the biggest so far here in this area.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You can, a lot of things that you can buy. I would suggest if somebody comes in Syracuse, visit Destiny USA. There's a lot of things to buy. And it's because it's a big shopping center. And if after the, actually people from Canada are coming to Destiny USA just to shop around because that comparing the tax is a lot cheaper. It's lower than compared to other like Canada or other cities.
So it's cheaper for people from Canada to come and shop at the at that mall?
Correct.
Okay. And I believe it's one of the biggest malls in the United States, right?
Well, correct, yes.
Okay, so there you go. If you like shopping, that's a fun thing to do in Syracuse that you might not have known about. Can you tell us a little bit about the, just, you know, how close it is to get you? You mentioned to go to New York City and to Philadelphia. Can you talk a little bit about the airport and, you know, travel?
Yeah, the travel is very accessible. There's a lot of means of transportation. If you want to go to New York City, we have train, we have buses, and you can drive. Driving is only 4 hours by bus it's 5 hours. It's very accessible. Philadelphia is in between. You pass Philadelphia before you go to New York City, so it is not. You can take bus anytime. It's very accessible.
Okay, and is there Uber?
Yes, there are a lot of them here. You can also get Uber or Lyft or. What's the other one? There's another company that is private.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's important because for a lot of international nurses, when they come to the United States, they might not drive initially. So yes. Just to have that accessibility, I think is helpful.
Okay. Yes, it is. It's very important to get information. So as I said, I'm ready. Just feel free to call me if somebody is here new and I can guide them through if they need license or, you know, provision of SS or anything that I could help, I will.
Okay. Thank you, Sal. And he's not just saying that. So please don't inundate him, everybody. But he's not just saying that. We have many, many healthcare workers that are living in the Syracuse area. And Salvador has just been incredibly helpful and warm and welcoming, which we love. Thank you for that.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week. So make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.